Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. We're about a half hour away from a hearing in Los Angeles that could see Eric and Lyle Menendez go free after some 35 years in prison. The Menendez brothers were convicted of killing their parents. New evidence appears to support their claim that they were sexually and psychologically abused and feared that their parents would kill them. CBS's Elise Preston.
They're saying that if that abuse would have been presented in 1996 or even now, it changes both the charges and the sentencing. So there, that may be taken up today. It was filed about a year and a half ago, and their deadline for that petition is looming.
At about the same time in Ocala, Florida, a white woman convicted of killing her black neighbor is due to be sentenced. Susan Lorenz says she feared for her life when Ashika Owens banged on her door following a confrontation between Lorenz and Owens' children. Lorenz is 60. She could get 30 years in prison. The rumble things are louder when it comes to a possible ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. CBS's Deborah Patta is in East Jerusalem.
The Israeli media is reporting that there is indeed a deal. We could see it as early as tomorrow. But I need to add a cautionary note here. Remember, anything Netanyahu might agree to still has to be ratified by his cabinet. What that deal will look like is not clear, but that cabinet meeting takes place tomorrow.
Thanksgiving travelers are already hitting the road and the skies, and AAA expects this week to be a record breaker. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
We expect to see close to 3 million people at checkpoints tomorrow and on Wednesday, and then the Sunday after Thanksgiving, likely the busiest day we've ever seen at checkpoints, more than 3 million people.
The people who clean American Airlines planes and escort their wheelchair passengers are off the job for this day at Charlotte Douglas International. Timothy Lowe is among those striking for better pay.
The wage has got to be more so everybody can have what they need to survive or to live. We're surviving, but we're not living.
The UN calls it femicide. Its new report says more women are being killed in domestic violence incidents around the world.
Just how often is a woman or girl killed worldwide?
One woman every 10 minutes.
Naradzai Gumbanjanda, who heads UN Women, says this is just the tip of the iceberg.
This is increasing just compared to previous numbers.
Globally, some 51,000 women and girls were killed by their partners or family members in 2023 alone, with the greatest number in Africa. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Wall Street appears to be bullish on Donald Trump's choice of Scott Bessent to be his Treasury Secretary. The Dow is up 325, the NASDAQ up 33. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A fire destroyed the historic Meinhardt Mansion in Burlington Friday morning, with the homeowner arrested Saturday. Robert Stanton faces multiple charges, including negligent burning and resisting arrest. He's being held on a $15,000 bond. Former Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Preston Kite has been convicted of multiple felonies related to child sex crimes. The investigation started after an incident at a truck stop where Kite allegedly exposed himself while in uniform. Kenosha's Plan Commission has approved the annexation and rezoning of land for a new data center project. The unnamed company will be building west of the I and north of 142. It's about 6 miles south of Microsoft's data center complex in Racine County. Kenosha native and LA Dodgers second baseman Gavin Lux was honored in his hometown Saturday. Local officials gathered to celebrate the hometowner who recently won his second World Series ring. And the DNR's Deer Donation Program has been helping stock food pantries across Wisconsin for over 20 years. Hunters have donated more than 94,000 deer since its inception. If you or someone you know wants to donate, there's more on the DNR's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers clobber the 49ers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a decisive 38-10 win over the 49ers. Green Bay led by running back Josh Jacobs, who scored three touchdowns. Was there something special he said in the huddle?
Man, I just told him, give me the ball. Really, but nah, man, I think we went in with a great scheme. I think, you know, it's been a big point of emphasis in this building. It's trying to be an area to grow in and be better in. So it's good when you know that you've been putting in hard work all week, and it's paying off.
The Packers rushed for 125 yards in the first half and dominated the time of possession. 49ers linebacker Fred Warner.
Yeah, no, that's about as bad as it can get. Probably the worst I've been a part of. We just didn't make the plays we needed to.
Basketball, the Badgers beat Pittsburgh 81-75 to win their tournament in Orlando and remain undefeated. The Bucks are on their way to play the Miami Heat in Florida tomorrow night. The Bucks have now won four in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Damp and dreary today. Patchy fog and light rain. Temperatures are falling to near 40, and overnight tonight, bottom out in the mid-20s. While there may be plenty of sunshine on tap tomorrow, highs struggle to get above freezing and reach the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
So that's what makes that Percy Sledge song for me. I'm Cindy Huber, and tomorrow on Don Rosen's show, Joycelyn Fish, Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild, going to be talking their December schedule of shows. That's going to be great. Tomorrow on Don Rosen's show.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Pam Marie.
Practice Dirtament. Local news and timeless hits.
Time Won't Let Me on WRJN. Oh, they were ahead of their time. That song was a hit in 1965. Still sounds good, doesn't it? That's when you know it's a timeless hit. The Four Tops on WRJN.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like the one.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you today and tomorrow. And then I'll see you again December 20th. Tomorrow's my last day here at WRJN, and I am so thankful to have had this job, even get offered this job. This came out of nowhere, this offer. And it was just a pleasure to be with Chris Morrow, my boss. But even bigger, I fulfilled my bucket list of finally working with Don Rosen. I mean, there were a couple other things on the bucket list, win $1 million in the lotto and stuff like that. But Don Rosen was better than winning $1 million in the lottery. But it just tweaked it out just a little bit. Don Rosen first, winning $1 million second. But yeah, it's just been a blast working with him. But I work full time at a funeral home, and I needed to get a day off once in a while. So just a long story that I can make really boring, or just a short story. I didn't want to leave, but I feel like, well, my husband and me. My husband mostly felt that I should. No, I'm not blaming on him. I just felt that in order to do both jobs good, I could come guest here, fill in for Don Rosen when he's off, and maybe do a weekend show next year, you know? So anyway, it's been a pleasure. And if there's something you want to hear between now and tomorrow at 2 o'clock, just give me a call on 262-634-WRJN. It feels so weird not to be talking about Time and Again, Music and More, my absolute favorite record store, which I finally got to visit last Friday and found Fleetwood Mac Tusk. That is so huge. Right there is a reason I'm buying a record player, right? So right there. And of course, getting to hang out with Ray at Time and Again, Music and More, 9602 Durand Avenue, right down the street from the Schoolhouse Antique Shop, and right by a delicious food restaurant. So hey, it was all of the best worlds. Go see Ray, buy some music, and get something to eat. Anyway, Jeff Adams was our record player winner. We drew his name last Friday here at WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
New prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. But how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com.
WRJN. Another sad day. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Hear another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Yeah. It is another weekend. I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody.
I love Sam Cooke. I really do. But I also love this song so much that every time I hear this song, I just feel like I've got to play Cat Stevens. You know how it is? Like the two go hand in hand, like Rhyme-a-Lama-Ding-Dong. Grease reference. Not that that matters. Oh, Day Sam Quinton.
Another Saturday night. Another
WRJN.
Now I'm a believer.
and Timeless Hits here at WRJN. I'm a believer from the Monkees and the Packer game. But the thing about holidays is I love that things are a little different with football. Like how much different? It's going to be Thursday night. But Thursday night, Thanksgiving, Packer football. Miami is going to be at Lambeau Field. Good. I hope they get really cold and lose. All right. 5 p.m. broadcast here. By the way, as far as football and Major League Baseball, it doesn't air on the app. I just found this out myself. It airs on radio, on our radio stations, 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha, but it doesn't air on our app. So that's Packers and Major League Baseball. That's the only time that you won't be able to hear it. All others, Badger football, high school basketball, Badger I'm getting a lump in my throat. Sorry about that. If I just break into tears, I hope you don't mind, right? So, the Packer game is this Thursday night, brought to you by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel, the promoter, on online at GabrielPromotes.com and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A fire on Friday morning destroyed the historic Meinhardt Mansion in Burlington. On Saturday, the homeowner was arrested. Robert Stanton faces charges including negligent handling of burning materials, unsafe burning of his own building, resisting arrest, and felony bail jumping. The cause of the fire remains under investigation as Stanton is held on a $15,000 bond in the Racine County Jail. A former aide at a Kenosha County elementary school appeared in court Friday pleading not guilty to 7 child sex crime offenses. The charges against Anna Marie Crocker include first-degree child sexual assault. She waived a preliminary hearing allowing the case to proceed. She remains in custody on a $500,000 bond. The deer hunt is underway and those looking to unload their extras have an option with the DNR. Lisa Hale has more about the deer donation program.
The program has been helping to stock food pantries across the state ahead of the holiday season for over 20 years. And hunters have donated over 94,000 deer since its inception. To donate a deer, hunters must field dress it, register it, and test it for chronic wasting disease. Then contact their local processor to ensure they have space.
The deadline for a Racine County photo contest is fast approaching. Submissions are due Wednesday in an effort from Educators Credit Union. They're looking to showcase the beauty of Racine County, with the winner having their image featured on the Educators Credit Card. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Damp and dreary today. Patchy fog and light rain. Temperatures are falling to near 40 and overnight tonight, bottom out in the mid-20s. While there may be plenty of sunshine on tap tomorrow, highs struggle to get above freezing and reach the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Britt Emer-Lowe. Currently, it's 48.
WRJN. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day.
sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
show I care. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all the time. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. 8 days a week.
Local news and timeless is right here at WRJN. Just as we all suspected, our great weather couldn't last forever. And gosh, it only lasted about 4 hours. Came to work, it was 51 degrees, and that was it. And now it's 46 degrees and light rain right now. And chance of some light snow for Thanksgiving. Yuck. It's BTO.
Self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day. And I've been taking
Haas and Supremes right here on WRJN. I got a little special surprise for you. You'll either be really happy with it or go, ugh, that movie theme sucks. But it's not the Magnum P.I. one or Rockford Files. No, I'm saving that for tomorrow. It's one I bet you never thought the group did it. But they're my favorite group, the Cow Sills, and they're next.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
That's the Shy Lights on WRJN. And now, right after this jingle, is a special surprise that I've been saving up for like the last 7 months for my favorite group, the Cow Sills, on WRJN. Oh, wait, we got to play the jingle.
Style, truer than the
Sills. Believe it or not, yes, the Kyle Sills were behind the Love American Style theme television show, and I thought I'd surprise you with that, because if I play, what are they going to do, fire me? Oh, wait, I still got one more date. Yeah, I guess technically they actually could. My buddy, Kurt Vollman, is next. You have a great afternoon.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me.